Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-afternoon prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Soul is thirsting for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for you. My soul is thirsting for you, my God, for God the living God. My soul
thank you.
Mary said, "My soul is deeply troubled. What can this greeting mean? Am I to give birth to my king and yet remain a virgin forever?"
Mary said, "My soul is deeply troubled. What can this greeting mean? Am I to give birth to my king and yet remain a virgin forever?"
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table.
Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Mary said,
My soul is deeply troubled. What can this greeting mean? Am I to give birth to my king and yet remain a virgin forever?
A reading from the book of Baruch. Remember at this time not the misdeeds of our fathers, but your own hand and name, for you are the Lord our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come, Lord, do not delay.
Free your people from their sinfulness.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, as we see how the nativity of your Son, according to the flesh, draws near, we pray that to us, your unworthy servants, mercy may flow from your word, who chose to become flesh of the Virgin Mary and establish among us his dwelling. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.